Friday's Roundup.
Brought to you by
Richland Hospital, Badgerland Flooring, Cardinal Glass CG, Crystal Clean Storage, and Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Join Hank and Phil for Friday laughter bigger than a raccoon in a snack aisle.
And twice as unpredictable.
We've got Cooking with Hank, where recipes are more of a suggestion, and the smoke alarm is basically a sous chef.
And medium heat?
That's just a bad choice. And don't miss the word of the day.
Great. Googly moogly.
Freshly invented on the spot by Hank with zero approval process.
But he has 100% confidence.
Wrap up your week with chaos.
Chuckles.
And just enough nonsense to make Monday nervous.
That's Friday's Roundup.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Hey, stop it.
Young man.
We talked about that.
Well, hey, I didn't see.
What's going on?
Nothing much, buddy. How was your night last night?
Good.
Congratulations to the Richland Center Hornets and their softball team.
Yes, indeed. They wrapped up a conference championship.
100%.
First time since I had brown hair, so it's been a little while.
Did you have brown hair?
Most of it was brown then.
Yeah. So did you turn gray early?
Yes, I did.
You
actually did?
Okay.
Yeah, the chicks dug it really back in the 80s. I dreamed that, I think.
Anyway, congratulations to them girls.
Yes, absolutely.
Rough start to the season, though. A couple of those, those early games. A
couple of losses.
Yeah, but you know what? Congratulations for getting them turned around and stuff. And I think maybe Jamie's been listening to some of my advice.
I doubt it. I think he's done the opposite, and things have gone pretty well.
Conference champs, you can't beat that.
Ithaca Weston's at least a co-conference champ right
yes,
now.
They
won last night, split last night. So softball team doing real well.
That's and awesome.
Ithaca
awesome.
Baseball getting a win last night too. So they're in the running for the mix at the end here.
So you're at Riverdale tonight versus basketball.
Yes. Busy weekend for the Chieftain baseball team.
Is. Tomorrow they have a triangular. I believe they play Highland first at 9 a.m. and then
sounds like Lancaster first.
Lancaster first? Did I get it right?
That's what Mr. Thompson said.
Well, I'm not going to argue with
that. I believe him.
So it's Riverdale and Lancaster first?
Yes.
Okay, well.
9 a.m. And the concession stand is going to be just unbelievable.
Oh, you think they're going to have morels?
No.
There's a big thing going on in Muscadet tomorrow.
Well, there is, something about some mushrooms or something. But I think there might be some Donna Walsh treats in the...
Really?
In the concession stand.
I get those and bring them to you, or are they for sale?
They're for sale. They benefit the baseball team. So remember that. Don't be thinking that umpires get them for free.
No, I usually buy that stuff.
Do you?
Yes. Yeah. Anything that I usually donate. I mean, if a baseball or softball team's there, and I usually donate some money to them as well.
Especially after the game when you feel bad, you're like, "Whoa, I messed up."
I don't think I haven't missed a call yet today.
No, so. I'm sure you haven't.
Oh well. But anyway, good luck to those young athletes that. But anyway,
boy, it's been tough. It's been tough getting in and out of here.
My goodness!
Yeah, it's been something else. It kind of reminds me of back in the day. Remember the game Pitfall?
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah,
it's kind of like how we have to get in here now.
Yeah.
Pitfall, Harry moving left and right, jumping over onto objects, swinging from vines, climbing up and down ladders to seek treasure and avoid danger and hazards.
What happens when you hit a hazard?
I think we're going to hit a hazard here pretty soon.
Go, watch out, Phil. Phil, watch out. Phil. Yeah, now swing. No. Go, Phil. Sorry, Phil.
Went off the side there.
Well, that was a great game.
Oh, yeah. Back when the graphics weren't that good, but you know what? Loved them anyway.
The best football game ever was Tecmo Bowl. Oh. Absolutely love that dumb game.
Yes, the little handhelds made by Mattel.
Yes. You only had three players.
Yeah, and I have the basketball one. It still works.
Really?
I have it in my man cave.
So look for those football ones. They're like $200.
Are they?
Yeah.
So I have the original one, plus they did like a redo in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I bought one of those too. They're good. They have more games on them, I think.
Oh, really? I just like the old football, the old green or white ones they used to have. And it looked like a football stadium. You're sitting there.
The original video game.
Yeah. It was pretty neat.
Way before Game Boy or any of those.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That thing, That little football game, I think, went on us on every trip. We fought with that thing.
Uh-huh.
All
my,
the time.
My mom would tell me to turn the sound off because you could do
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
So it wasn't going, nee, 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 every time you score.
Anyway, I have a question for you this morning, young
man. Uh-oh.
Yep, yep. Have you ever told a lie about your best friend to make yourself look better?
You know, I don't recall any off the top of my head.
No, I don't either. But I'm sure I have.
But probably, yeah, yeah. Probably. I'm guessing it's when I went home.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, and it was like,
I can't believe Marty made me do that.
Marty did it, and I was just standing there, and I got caught out by Mr.
And Brian's going, do it.
Yeah, do it. Boy, it was a fine class.
It was a tough class.
Tough class it was. Yeah. Do it.
You had some good people in your class.
Yeah, they weren't bad.
Yeah,
they've all turned out.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Brian and Mario, just good people. So
when about probably 20 years after the fact, I went out to lunch for a few times with Mr. Majeski.
Yep.
And he would tell me that. He goes, really? He goes, they were just harmless practical jokes and things like that.
Yeah.
He goes, I deal with a lot tougher things now than when you guys were in school.
Sure. It'd be tough to be a teacher now or a minister.
Yeah.
It'd be
tough.
So
hats off to all of them.
100%.
Getting down to the last days of the school year.
Yeah, yeah. So I was talking to a young player last night from Bangor. he goes, Blue, I tell you, he goes, as a senior, the days get longer. And I said, unless you're my age, my senior days get shorter.
Yeah,
and
he
looks at me and goes, sorry I mentioned that.
Your senior days. Yeah.
And he goes, hey, we have like 12 days left. And I get it. They count them down. I get it. So, but anyway, big changes for our seniors as they turn a new leaf. So,
yep. I think I said that on the morning show the other day, though, is, you know, you get 2 or 3 years out of school and you realize, you know what? I got to pay for my insurance.
Yep.
I got to. It was maybe a little easier a few years ago.
So anyway, I was reading the average to raise a child. OK. In our modern day world, the highest paid place to raise a child, the state to raise a child is Alaska. $40,000 a year is the average to raise a child.
To raise a child?
A year.
What is that, just buying snow boots?
Well, they say...
parkas?
Actually, those are lava boots out there.
Lava boots. Oh, yeah, probably.
So, but the problem is child care.
Oh, sure.
So that is the biggest... But
So June should go to Alaska and do child care. She might make more.
West to...
yeah, north! It's north to Alaska, not west.
I said Hawaii, though.
West of Hawaii. You said Alaska.
Did I?
Yeah, you said Alaska.
It's Hawaii. Hawaii.
Okay.
West to Hawaii.
Unless I got to get the wax out of me. I thought you said Alaska.
Maybe I did. I don't even know what I said.
That's why I said snow boots. And,
yeah. Well, I'm sure Hank's blunder brought to you by J&J Salvage in Boscobel. Hank's blunder. Yeah.
Well, you could wear snow boots in Hawaii, I suppose. You
look like an idiot.
Well, I mean, Napoleon Dynamite had those really cool boots. Those moon boots. You still have a pair of those, don't you?
I'm not going to answer that at this point.
The Velcro's probably bad.
I redid the Velcro last year. So anyway, on the average in the 48 states is $300,000 to raise a child.
Wow. From 0 to 18 or whatever.
To their adult, out of school. Uh-huh. That's what they said. That's crazy. $300,000. So you do all this, you raise a child, and I'm still looking for that $600,000 that's laying around.
Oh.
It's not there.
It's not there?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not there. All right. You might be from Arkansas, Phil, if you serve fish sticks and burgers as surf and turf.
I haven't had fish sticks for a long, long time.
You know what? Guess what our recipe is about.
For fish sticks?
It is the hillbilly, the pond, and pasture platter.
All right. That sounds interesting.
Let me read it to you.
Go ahead.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
There comes a moment deep into the night when a man opens the freezer, sees fish sticks besides a container of leftover meatballs from last weekend's graduation party, and instead of making a responsible decision, he creates history.
Oh.
This recipe is not about nutrition. This is about survival, confidence, and refusing to admit that you should have gone grocery shopping 3 days ago. Here's your ingredients,
nutrition,
buddy.
Nutrition or attrition.
Yeah, both.
Okay.
6 fish sticks, 4 or 5 leftover meatballs of uncertain age, white bread, American cheese, barbecue sauce, tartar sauce, butter. Optional, you have pickles, hot sauce, and antacid tablets for dessert.
Oh, good.
Step 1, inspect the meatballs. First, open the container of leftover meatballs, and I give them official hillbilly freshness test.
Good.
Smell freezer burnt. Let's go. Smell them. Squint at them and say, they're probably still good. If nobody at the cookout ain't got sick last weekend, we're legally clear to proceed. Number 2, fish stick deployment. Throw the fish sticks in the oven or air fryer. Sure, the box says 12 minutes, but this is 2:30 a.m. and we ain't got time. So you're going to forget about that until you smell something that reminds you of a bait shop on fire. That's flavor.
Oh, boy.
Number 3, the meatball revival process. Microwave the meatballs until one side is volcanic, the middle is refrigerator temperature, and the plate itself could melt asphalt. Mm. Now, that's perfect. Now, cover them in barbecue sauce because sauce hides both dryness and poor decision-making and maybe some even freezer burntness.
Ah.
Step 4, assembly. Take two slices of the white bread and butter them like you're trying to clog a small river or artery. Add fish sticks, meatballs, cheese, tartar sauce, and barbecue sauce. At this point, the sandwich should look structurally unsafe. If you pick it up without losing at least one meatball, you didn't use enough ingredients. Step 5, Philip. The official serving method. This meal must be eaten standing at the kitchen counter wearing basketball shorts while the refrigerator door remains open for absolutely no reason. Optional but encouraged, stare slightly into the space between the bites like a divorced trucker at a casino buffet.
Oh,
yes. I know that. Anyway, final thought. Some people eat lobster and steak for surf and turf, but around here, we believe true culinary greatness comes from combining freezer seafood, suspicious leftovers, and confidence God gave raccoons.
Yeah. And it sounds like something a raccoon would eat.
And somehow, against all odds, it's actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're mixing meatballs and fish sticks in the same sandwich?
Yeah.
So that doesn't seem, you know.
Enjoy it.
It's surf and turf, I understand, you know, but normally you'd eat the meatball.
Saves a step.
First, and then you'd eat the.
Saves a step with a fork.
And then mixing barbecue sauce and tartar sauce?
You do what you want.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I like both, but I don't think I like them together.
You know what? But you're saving steps here, Phil. It's up 2:30 in the morning. We're trying to get back to bed, and that way in an hour we're up and basically getting ready for work because you have to.
And I don't like pickles on my sandwich.
Those are options.
I like them on the side.
You can throw them on the side.
Okay.
You can throw them on the side. You know what? What I would do for you, I'd make your meatball sandwich with fish sticks on the side, a little bit of cup of tartar sauce.
There you go. And that way fish sticks could be like my French fries.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Dip them right in the tartar sauce.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway.
I may have to try that.
Yeah.
You know, especially if June, you know, leaves me alone for a weekend to fill. You know, I'll have to try that sometime.
Yeah. Heads up, June. Don't leave him. Don't leave him for the weekend. I don't think the guy can handle it.
Well, I've learned how to use the vacuum cleaner and the mop. So,
hey, did you see my little vacuum cleaner? Would that work around your house? Well,
how long or how wide is it here?
It's about this wide.
Oh, that'll go between my stuff.
That's what I'm saying. You're done.
In between my record crates.
And then you don't have to get the big vacuum cleaner.
Well,
out.
She laughed at me when I said about the vacuum cleaner. She goes, "You can't get a vacuum cleaner in there between." I said, "Yes, I can." So if I borrow yours, I can prove her wrong.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that?
Maybe I should.
Are there any money on the line from her or anything?
Well, it'll probably be sucked up in the vacuum cleaner if there's money.
Oh, the word of the day, Phil.
What do you
got? Word of the way.
What do you got?
All right. Word of the day is wisdom.
Wisdom.
Yep. It's noun and verb. Looking for relief for before the doctor's office. That's what it means, all right?
I'm sure. I'm sure that's where you're going.
All right. My brother was going to go to the doctor get his kidney stones removed, but he whizzed them out before then.
Ladies and gentlemen, the pride of peerage. His parents are proud. Have a great day.
Buddy, have a good day. And good luck to all of our area athletes.